Now, at this point, we go over to Elamat Silus, the highest one of all. So it's important to notice that Ezel says, this is all brings that as you transfer from one world to the next, there has to be some kind of a symbol, a sign of transferring. You transfer from Elam HaSida to Elam HaYetzida, the lowest, to the next, which means from the Brachas, the Karbonas, Ezel Mekaymon, Itta Haidu, Haidu, Hashama, Hashnazimdo, Itta Haidu, before Haidu there is a Kaddish. After Ezel Mekaymon, there's a Kaddish to Abonah. This Kaddish shows the transition from lowest world to Elam HaYetzida. Between Elam HaYetzida and Elam HaBriya, from the next one, means from Ishtabach into Yetzir, again you have a Kaddish. Kaddish before Bochum. This Kaddish too shows a transition between Elam HaYetzida, the world of the throne, and HaBriya. Between Elam HaBriya and Elam HaTzilus, there's no Kaddish at all. It's this point, the Smichas Gula Tefillah, is so important that this itself is the Kaddish, this is the Kedusha. This is what's meant by the Kedusha itself. The fact that you put together, you combine, you attach Gula and Tefillah, that's the biggest Kaddish, the biggest Kedusha. And then, we go into the Shema Esrei itself, which we'll discuss tomorrow. So, cover the four parts of the tefillah, what you are allowed to say in the middle of these four parts, when you're in the middle of them. In other words, what is not considered a hefsek, what's permitted, which omen or bracha is permitted to be answered in each part separately. First section, Elam HaSida, starts from Matevu until Haidu, until the Kaddish before Haidu. In this part, you can answer everything. Answer or talk. The person allowed to talk. Of course, talk in the middle of davening is a very bad crime, major crime. Gemara warned against it. Zayi Kodesh says something very dangerous about it. But if necessary, you're allowed to talk, to say halacha, for example. Have a shayla, ask, answer. You're allowed to speak out till Haidu. Except, of course, in the middle of the brachas. The person's in the middle of a bracha, you're not allowed to say anything, not even amen. That's important, because a bracha means whether you're at the beginning of the brachas, way at the beginning of davening, or whether you're saying a bracha at any time, any kind of a bracha you say, in the middle of a bracha, you're not allowed to answer anything at all, not even amen. That's the first section of the tefillah. The second section, which starts from Haidu, which really starts with Baruch Shema. It's until Baruch Shema you're allowed to talk. Baruch Shema on Haidu is the introduction to the Elam HaYetzida, the Tara. Baruch Shema, that bracha, starting that bracha itself, in the middle of the bracha itself, of course, Baruch Shema is a bracha tamachol, which bracha is not allowed to say anything, not even amen either. No kind of amen. But after that, there until the end of Yishtabach, you're allowed to answer amen, you're allowed to answer amen in any bracha, you're allowed to answer Kedusha, you're allowed to answer Maidim, Maidim Nach Malach, the entire thing, entire paragraph, and the whole Kedusha, like Tishach included, go out, as we said, any bracha at all, except again, the middle of the Yishtabach, the middle meaning for the beginning of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kel Melech Gadol, until Yochet Chayel Amen, that you cannot answer even Amen. Now, after the Baruch Hu, we come to Elam HaBriya, where most of the items now are illuminated. You cannot answer Amen on any bracha either. Baruch Hu Shemai, of course, you cannot answer even after Baruch Shema. Then you can answer Baruch Hu Shemai, you can answer Amen any bracha except certain selected items. But the bracha Yeser and Oides, you're allowed to answer Amen. That's the one. And then, between, you get the Yeser and Oides. So, that right at that spot alone, if you're up to that spot, which means you have finished the bracha, you're allowed to answer any Amen at all. Because in between the brachas, it's the same as between Baruch Shema Yishtabach. Whereas any place else, you're in the middle of a bracha, therefore you cannot answer Amen at all. Now this is how it's restricted with the rest of the items. In case of Kedusha, you do not say Nagdishach Nagdishach at all. You just say three lines, some say it's only two lines. That's all. You don't see the Masam Shachmi Yaminim. And then Baruch Kavai Hashem and Kaimai. That you can be Mekil in. It's Machlagas in that last line. But at most, these three lines and nothing else. Second, if the Chazan is saying Maidim, Machse Shmissel Tziyin, you answer Amen, and you say just three words, Maidim Anachnu Lach. That is all. You don't say the whole paragraph. Now, and the third is Kaddish. The Kaddish, you do not answer Amen for the beginning of the Kaddish. You do not answer Amen. The only thing you're allowed to answer is, the only thing is Amen, Yehi, Shmei Rabbi Barach, the Olam, or the Omei Almaya Yisbarach. From Amen to Yisbarach. Then also, the Amen at the end of Namino, the Omo of the Amen, end of that paragraph. After that, the rest of the Kaddish Amen you cannot answer. The Skambel, the Heshul Mabla, the Shalom cannot be answered there. As if you're in the middle of these brachas. Now, the end of this section, Gua Yisrael, if you're up to there, you're not supposed to answer anything. That's completely out. When you go into the Shemon Esrei, you'll be there from the moment you start until you get to Esrei. I say Shalom in the name of Yerutzon, the end of Shemeshra. You cannot answer anything at all, period. No answering anything, except that there are two items that are that important. They could be participated in. Just that one line, nothing else. The one line, the Chazan gets up to Kaddish. Wherever you are in the middle of Shemeshra, you stop. In your mind, you think that line. You're not allowed to say it, Chas Hashem, but it's necessary. In your mind, you think Yehesh Me'al Barach. Also, in Kedusha, you may think just two lines now. Kadesh, Kadesh, Kadesh. Barach Hashem, Kaimu. It's only Hinhu B'Meach. Only in your mind, you think it. You're allowed to stop the English Ministry. Think those just three, total three lines and nothing else in the English Ministry. Those three too, only thinking. That means that you may stop where you are. What can do you stop, you think it, but as Kedusha being said, or Kaddish being said, you stop at those lines and sit going further. And we'll continue with the Dinim of the Shemuna Esrei, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow. It's a very important Dinim of the Shemuna Esrei itself. How many brachas there are, and what thoughts to have in mind for each bracha, and so on. Which means that to fulfill these messages properly. The Elamah Atzilus. You said you walk back three steps. At the Hilas Kenyan Gailam. It's walking out of where you are. You walk forward. That's the beginning of Shemana Esrei. In the highest of the Elamis. Before starting Shemana Esrei, we say Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch. The Gemara says it's not considered a hefzik between God Yisrael and Tefillah. This is part of Tefillah. Hashem Sefosai Tiftach means that this is the key to our Tefillah is we cannot really daven unless Hashem provides us with words. In his blindness, Benazel says that you come before Hashem in his blindness, you have to pour out your heart. You have problems, not the regular tools, your own problems. Speak about the problem that how difficult, especially the heart is stuffed up, the heart is a heart of stone. that's called the tiny bits of sofer. You can't get yourself, you cannot arouse yourself to wood, to davar d'Hashem with koyel, to put koyel into tefillah, tefillah, mitzvahs. Not only that, when it comes to this burden, you can't even speak to Hashem at all about it. So you know your problems are so heavy that you can barely carry them, these sins, and you can't even speak to Hashem at all. It comes to this burden, so you fall asleep. Benedict says that should be the key part of his burdens. Hashem, look at me. I can't even talk to you. Help me. Open my mouth. That's the words here in the Tefillah. Hashem, I cannot open my mouth. So I'm helpless. But you, Tiftok, you open my mouth. Then my mouth will come forth with Tefillah, praise, and davening to you. That's the first key to Tefillah. Is to ask Hashem for the ability to be misspelled. What is so important about that request? Because there's always the Hesach Hadas that comes to a person. Hesach Hadas means that his mind wanders. The most important moments, his mind wanders. You have here the most important part of the tefillah, the sayings, which words, emotional words. Hashem, you are the creator of all, Hashem of our fathers. Great, powerful, awesome, heavenly. The mind goes off with this idea. It's on the lowest level possible. And that's why the Iker is the careful as Heschadas, the mind should not wander. But if the mind wanders, are you Yetzay with this tefillah? After all, if a person was standing in front of a king, the king was listening, this person was pleading on his own behalf before the king. Then the person's mind wanted, he had to speak different words altogether. Maybe about his troubles at home, or business, or cursing out somebody, then and then. Probably if he could say these words, the king would have him beheaded immediately, remove this man's head forthwith. Now, speaking that to a king below, Hashem, king of kings, thinking that is the same thing. Speaking to Hashem, suddenly your mind goes off into someplace else. And it's your mind that Hashem is reading, mind and heart, and it's somewhere else. What kind of a tefillah is that? What kind of respect is that before the king? So the Hesach Hadas is dangerous. The person has to concentrate on the words he says. What if Elman Tzilas is finished? What if a person did have Hesach Hadas? It's very bad. Is he Yetzay? Is he covered with the mitzvah Shmineser? Does he have to daven Shmineser over again? Then says, Halacha says that he does not have to daven over again. He did wrong, but it's too late to correct him. Don't doubt it over again. What then? In the Shmissi, you have 19 brachas. Shmona Esrei, translated means 18. There are 19 because they added one later on. We'll get to that later. But meanwhile, these 19 brachas, the first bracha starts in the Shmona Esrei, and it ends with the word, Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen Avraham. This is called the Brachas Aves. This first bracha, if a person person's mind wandered, he didn't think what he was saying for the whole Shmoneh Esrei, then he doesn't have to repeat. The first bracha, if his mind wandered, he then says he doesn't have to repeat. Basically, because this first bracha, Begas Aves, is a must. Zayin HaKadosh, which mentions that too, Begas Aves, is the must for concentration, for Kavanah. You must have Kavanah at least in this one bracha. That's what the Shulchan says, Paschal. Now, Amor comes and says that it is true that you have to repeat this. But Amor says that the people have gotten so lax and that far from the real true tefillah that how could you penalize a person by telling him you didn't daven with Kavanah, repeat this bracha again. What's the use of repeating it again? The second time his mind will wander again. So where will it get you? And the third time too. You might get to one more line with concentration. Third line where his mind will go off. There's no limit to this. Therefore, Ramah says that we do not force him to repeat this again. However, at least these words we can see, we can recognize the extreme vital importance of at least this first problem. How can a person say that he doesn't have the power of concentration for the entire Shmoneh Esrei? least for the first bracha, recall what once mentioned story very recently, just before the summer, of a shishiva, a big rabbi, took his students once to the circus. And they asked him, what's with this circus business if we have to sit and learn? This is Bittel Teda. So he said, if I tell you to go to the circus, then that's your mitzvah. He said, fine, glad. Took him to the circus, and he said, watch carefully. When they came out, he said, what did you observe? And they said, nothing. We saw different acts, tricks, and so on. He said, you didn't learn anything from that? You didn't learn Teda from that? He said, how can we learn Teda from these acts? It was nice circus acts, but what Teda is that? He said, you haven't got the observing eye. Did you observe the tightrope walker? When I walked above the arena, 8 stories up without a net below. Did you observe him? He said, yeah. All right, it's unusual, fun. It's a very big talent, very risky. The guy took his life in his hands. But what's Teda there? He said, Teda there, you schlubs, is that this tightrope walker, his act lasted about 3 minutes. Walking from one end of the arena to the other and back. It's just about 3 minutes. This character, if he would, for a second, let his mind wander, he would drop. He'd be dead. So he had to concentrate for those 3 minutes without the slightest drop of Pesach Hadas. Here's a man who could do it walking a tightrope. This shows that it is possible to do it. You start Shmoneh Esrei, it takes you 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. It is possible to concentrate without your mind wandering off for a moment. To prove to you that it's possible. But don't say it's impossible. It's something about double it. You know, you get your mind takes you off on a different tangent. Here you have proof that it could be done. So if, let's say, that's so hard, who do you tighten a walk to do it? Concentrate. Who could excuse himself? Who could find an excuse for the first bracha? Until Morgana would own to not to concentrate on this, especially the permission included here. Next time we go clear the little bit of the kavanas that the Rizal says, which is not to be taken as kavanas of Kabbalah. He's only because the Nosson also gives us what kavanas to have in this bracha. Even those who are opposed to having davening with kavanas of Rizal, certainly in this bracha pays, because if you have to concentrate on that, you really can't win anymore. You have a purpose in aim. So at least this one bracha a person should concentrate on. Plus, at least we can't go through the whole Shmoneh Esrei with concentration. At least let him finish off each bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Chayin Adas. Baruch Atah Hashem, Praise the Shul. At least those last few words of bracha itself with concentration. Better, of course, if you can be zecher to go through the whole Shmoneh Esrei with kavona. That's naturally best. The entire tefillah, which means zecher the true tefillah with kavona. And to Shmoneh Esrei, as we said, starts with Birkas Avos. Birkas Avos, which starts with the first words, Baruch Atah Hashem, and Baruch Atah Hashem again, Abraham. Of all the Barachas in the Shmoneh Esrei, legally, this is the most important one. This is the one that, according to many Peskim, according to most Peskim, you're not yet seeing the entire Shmoneh Esrei unless you have kavana by this one bracha at least. So at least to start the words, Baruch Atah Hashem, till here, have kavana there. That if you don't know the exact translation, let's check it in English to know what you're saying. This is the bracha that speaks about the Avos, the fathers of the Jews. The Gemara says, note, bracha begins with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael, Hashem of our fathers, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, father, the Hashem of the three fathers of the Jews. Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, though this is a bracha for all three fathers of the Jews, but the main part, the chasima, the seal of the bracha, the end, Baruch Atah Hashem, is Becha Chesmin, with you, the seal will take place. You deserve to be the one to lead the fathers. Baruch Atah Hashem, again, Avraham. There's a number of items here, but Rabbeinu Noel said that we should not daven with Kavanas Arizal, so we will not discuss the sweetness that are found in this bracha, which Shabbos Azal does discuss. Second bracha, Atah Gibeir, is called the bracha of Gevurais, Tfiyas HaMeisim, begins with Atah Gibeir. Atah Gibeir Yom HaShem is a special Shem, Shem Aleph Gimel. And in this bracha you have the tefillah for rain, because rain is so powerful an item. Remember, it's one of the three items that Hashem is the key to. Therefore, this is put into the bracha of Tchias HaMeisim, which is another one of the items Hashem is the key to. In the summertime, we say Meled Atol. But if during the winter you say Meled Atol, you're still covered. In the summer, if you say Mashem Ruch, you're not covered. You got to say it's Minas over again. This is the one special item that's serious. There's another one later. The third bracha, Atakodesh, ends with Achata Hashem Akel HaKodesh. This is the third one of the three brachas, and these three brachas are the opening to the Shemoneh Esrei, which means that every Shemoneh Esrei, bar none, throughout the year, has these three brachas to it. Then we come to the difference between each type of Shemoneh Esrei, each kind of event. During the week, the Shemoneh Esrei we're dealing with now, has, in the one we say, has 19 brachas. 19 brachas were originally, this Shemoneh Esrei should have been 17. The Midrash says, and the Shabbat, the Humans say, kach toiv, take that which is good and come before me, Hashem says. Toiv, good, the Gematria 17. So, in other words, two brachas were added later. Es Senach David was added, that's one. And later, in Yavne, Balam al-Shinim al-Tahi Sikla, Tefillah to destroy. Amal Shidim means the Midim. We spoke about it yesterday, Shia. Destroy Hashem, should wipe out the Midim because they are that evil. They are the true enemies of the Jews. They are the source of all evil because they are worse than a physical enemy. A physical enemy can drive a person only as far as death itself. That's a shame. It's that bad, but still, death itself to the body only, which means a very temporary death. The Midim, the Masisim, who try to induce the false beliefs into a person, can literally destroy, rent apart the neshama, the soul of a person. And therefore, they are the true enemies of the Jews. So even if they are among the Jews themselves, the pasuk of Vayata Hara Mikir Becha, you should destroy the evil, Mikir Becha, that's inside of you. You can have evil within you, among the Jews, there can be evil too, which must be Vayata, completely eradicated, wiped out. That's the 19th bracha. This, we have a total of 19 brachas. And as we said, a person should try to concentrate at least on the Pedish Amilas, translation of the words as he goes along. Try to daven Shemoneh Esrei with the knowledge of what you're saying and the thought of whom you are saying it to. As it says, if a person is stricken with a short-circuited mind, can I concentrate that much, Pastor Shalom, then at least the short words at the end of the paragraphs, he should be awake and think of Baruch Atah Hashem Chen Hadas, Baruch Atah Hashem Reza Veshuva, these words at least at the end of the verse. This is the minimum. Of course, a person should try, how much is the Shemoneh Esrei? After all, the Gemara says that the Hasidim Harishonim, the old days, the true Hasidim, the first Hasidim, that means the real first breast of a Hasidim, the time of the Gemara, used to take an hour for a Shemoneh Esrei. It took him an hour to daven, and in order to have this hour with complete concentration, what did they do? They had first an hour of Hasbedus. It means they were spelled Hashem in their own words, Hashem, help me that my tefillah should be good. And when they finished that hour of Hasbedus, they started an hour of davening, and then a third hour of meditation, review over what they davened, concentrate what they said to enable them for later on. The Gemara says that this three times a day they daven, there's 9 hours gone. So, okay, they didn't waste time on eating, on business. What happened to learning? 9 hours of the day, is there a mitzvah to sit down and study Torah? You spend 9 hours a day davening, a very little time to learn. A good yeshiva boy, kollel boy, sits in the yeshiva, learns for 12 hours a day, 15 hours a day, some more. So they'd be going to be studying for 20, 22 hours a day. If you can spend 9 hours on davening alone, where will you find time to learn? So the Gemara answers, this is the Gemara. It would look like this was taken out of a breast of a sefer, the way it says. The Gemara says this. The person who davens with such kavana, then his learning has a different power. He can learn in 1 hour, but it takes another person 6 hours time to struggle on. He can accomplish in an hour of Torah, both in volume and in quality, depth, but a different person has to struggle on for many, many times that much. Such is the power of tefillah. Tefillah opens the gates to the Torah, opens the gates to heaven. This especially is the tefillah of Shemini Esrei. A person should strive very hard to daven this with kavanah. And there, it is one of the most difficult things, because Rabbeinu Zal says tefillah is called as a toholah. Malacha v'yosim toholah. Torah lamed. Rabbeinu Zal brings that the tefillah is specifically the Ptolemy's confusion. There's no place more where a person's mind becomes confused with outside thoughts, insidious, than in the Shemini Esrei. All the things come surging forward. They all combine, unite. All the outside thoughts, everything, every problem a person has, enters into his mind at the time of Shemini Esrei. So smoothly, they come flying in at jet speed.